Good morning and welcome to Microsoft for Blue Hat. It's great to have everyone here, and we have actually a few thousand people online streaming, so hi to everybody listening in online. We hope it's going to be an exciting conference for everybody. Want to just talk about what our goals are. Our goals around Blue Hat are to really get the world community of security experts together to understand how security, the security environment is evolving around the world, understand what the threats are, and use that to turn around intelligence and best practices so that Microsoft can make its products as absolutely best they can be, and also what Microsoft can do to help the global ecosystem to continue to deliver the absolute best products and services that we know how to make. And the community coming together to understand all the things that we can understand and brainstorm and create new technologies and new ideas on how to do that is super important. We're really thrilled to have EMC speaking in one of the sessions about their application of the security development lifecycle as one example of how the work here benefits not just Microsoft, but the greater technology ecosystem. Why is what we're doing so important? Microsoft has a vision that starts with the person, just anyone, just that person sitting in front of the computer. And they have goals that they're trying to accomplish. And as part of accomplishing those goals, they have information, they have business processes, they have the universe of the things that they need to go do in order to accomplish those goals. And we believe that they're going to be using PCs, they're going to be using phones, they're going to be using other devices, and they're going to be using a broad array of services online. And if we're going to convince people that this is a great way to accomplish their goals, they're going to have to be able to trust all that technology. And it's our work here where we continue to learn and understand how we can deliver superior products and services so that person will trust us, the technology industry, with their life's goals and information so that we can help them better accomplish what they want to accomplish. And of course, when you substitute an organization for that person, the complexity gets even harder because you have the explosion of all the people in the organization and all the devices that they have and all the services that they want to use. And so that makes it even more imperative that we, the technology industry, are doing a great job of being ahead of the curve on helping these people and these organizations stay absolutely as safe and secure as they can, and thus build the trust necessary for people to accomplish their goals. In today's environment where a major political personality can have their email account hacked, a lot of people in this room I'm sure know about the increasing credit card fraud. In the last year I was a victim of that, where a spoofed website took my e-commerce transaction and then started buying things in Thailand. But those are the episodes that diminish the trust in our products and our services. So we want to make sure that we're again building the intelligence and the smarts and the new ideas that help us really protect not just ourselves but our mutual customers from the malevolent people out there in the world. And this is really there's a ton of technology that we have to accomplish, and that really is the focus of much of the work here. But it goes beyond that in terms of setting the basic agreements of what people should expect. In that world where there are lots of devices and lots of services that people are consuming, the security of any one of those things isn't about just one company. It's about many companies cooperating together, whether it's the company that's providing the service, the company that's written the software on the PC that's accessing the service, or the network provider in between. All these companies need to cooperate together to make sure that we can deliver that trustworthy experience that people are looking for. And that can include how we respond to problems together. You look at some of the things, when there's an active attack on a vulnerability somewhere. You know, we're able to rally ISPs, for example, to start blocking things, rally antivirus providers to get the right filters in place so that customers can be protected from these threats. So it's not only about preventing a threat from occurring, but also how do we behave and what do we do when a threat comes to be. And these are all very fertile areas for us to work together on to make sure that we can do the absolute best job we can for our customers. One of the interesting things about this conference is the discussions here and the work done here has impacted the greater ecosystem in a variety of ways. I hope people that have been coming for a while can see the result of this work directly in the security development lifecycle. It's the way Microsoft is working diligently inside the company to make its products and services as secure as it can be. And you see that people outside the company were evangelizing that outside the company to help the ecosystem at large. You look at products like Windows Vista, where there's a specific feature, the address space randomization, to help make exploits be not so reliable. Well, that's an idea that started right here at this conference. There are lots of other interesting examples where the interaction between the Microsoft people here at the conference and the researchers from around the world have really lit a fire under people to understand what the malevolent environment is like and go back to their groups here at Microsoft and redouble their efforts to make sure that they're doing a really good job around security and trustworthiness in general. So the work here, it's important for that vision of how people are going to accomplish their goals using the technology that we all work to create and make safer. There are proven results in terms of the work here impacting Microsoft and beyond in the ecosystem. And I hope with that everyone can enjoy their time here and have a lot of fun interacting with each other and building on each other's creativity. I'll leave you with one of my favorite things to do, which is obscure movie references. So if I can leave you with the immortal words of Hedley Lamarr, go and do that voodoo that you do so well. Thank you very much.